This is KCUR 89.3. A seven-year lawsuit brought by school districts against the state of Kansas pushed legislators to pump nearly $200 million more into public schools this year. And KCUR is taking a look at where that money will go. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports that a lot of it is likely going toward raises for teachers.
He has letters and documents and obituaries.
We're in Nathan McAllister's history class at Seaman High School in Topeka, and the students here are perusing photographs of headstones. They each have to pick a Civil War veteran buried nearby and then go research them with documents from the 1800s.
Questions on that? Yes.
Are there any artillery men?
Well, here's one. Charles Stair. Sound good?
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't want students of history. I want student historians. I want them to be the ones who take the information, who take the documents. I hate being someone who gives answers. I want them to find answers.
McAllister's a 20-year veteran of Kansas public schools. This year, he's the new history teacher at Seaman. He was happy in his last school district, Royal Valley, a rural district 20 miles away. He left it for this suburban one in part for a pay raise.
People have a calling for many different careers, and they feel that they should be compensated fairly for those careers.
State budget cuts after the recession prompted Royal Valley to freeze pay for 3 years. McAllister doesn't blame the district, but he says teachers, like anyone else, have bills to pay.
I'm sure that Michael Jordan was playing basketball because he felt called to play basketball, but he oddly enough got paid for it.
McAllister isn't the kind of teacher superintendents want to lose. His work has attracted prestigious accolades, though his new students didn't know that until this reporter let it slip.
What national award did you win?
National History Teacher of the Year.
No way! Whoa, that's cool!
What a legend!
We're being taught by a legend.
John Rundle is the now retired superintendent who steered McAllister's old district, Royal Valley, through years of belt tightening. He says the pay freezes helped avoid staff cuts, but the decision wasn't easy.
We just did what we had to do to keep school going, keep supporting kids in their learning.
According to a recent analysis by the Kansas Association of School Boards, average teacher pay in Kansas has fallen about $4,500 behind inflation since 2010.
Education is a people business, and you have to invest in your educators.
Catching up to 2010 would take $175 million statewide. That would eat up almost the entire $193 million in extra school funding that lawmakers budgeted. Plaintiffs in the Gannon school finance lawsuit that prompted the increase estimate something more like $85 million will go toward raises.
Hi, how are you doing? You got your schedule? You're all ready to go?
All ready.
Almost?
Yeah, almost.
Ken Weaver is dean of the Emporia State Teachers College, where the fall semester's just getting started. He thinks higher pay would be good news. That's because the number of college students majoring in education in Kansas has been sliding.
So last year's numbers are less than the year before, which are less than the year before, which are less than the years before. They peaked about 2011.
Parts of Kansas are suffering teacher shortages. The most isolated rural districts and the state's high poverty urban cores have it the hardest. In other words, Weaver says the problem isn't how to keep one history teacher from leaving Royal Valley for suburban Topeka.
I would submit to you it's much more systemic than that. It is replenishing the pipeline of the supply of teachers coming into the Kansas schools, and salary is a piece of that.
There's no solid data on why Kansas college students are turning away from majoring in education. Weaver suspects pay is probably one of several factors.
What is going to be the impetus for that pendulum of downward interest in teaching as a career, right, to start moving back up?
Weaver is optimistic that maybe this year's funding boost and raises for teachers could be part of the solution. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.